Reminiscent of the movies, the westerns. That was Brian Hyland, a classic called Sealed with a Kiss, in front of that One Republic Better Days. It's 8 minutes past 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. You're on the morning show. Good morning to you who just joined us. Lovely to have you along for the ride. I've got Leon Gabbardi in the studio with me right now. Leon, welcome to the show. Lovely to have you aboard. And we're talking today about, well, the Burn Run. What on earth is this? Wow, the Burn Run. It sounds like, you tell me what it sounds like. I don't know. It sounds scary. What is happening?
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on the show this morning. So the Burn Run, in a nutshell, is a fundraiser for a foundation called the Hero Burn Foundation. And, we do insane distances on motorbikes, off-road bikes, and unusual cars. So if it's basically got an aircon or power steering, it's not welcome. And if it's older than 20 years, it's very much welcome. And, we raise funds for the Hero Burn Foundation.
Which is what?
So the Hero Burn Foundation was started by a lady called Honorie Duploy after she got quite badly burnt in an aeroplane crash. Her husband shielded her from the flames, and unfortunately, he passed away. So she started this foundation called Hero Burn, hence the hero aspect of it being what her husband did. And they do burn awareness, and they do quite a bit of interventative care after you've been discharged from hospital. You know, unfortunately in our country, the minute you've deemed survivable, you're pretty much discharged and you're on your own. And a very close friend of mine also got burnt in a terrible motor car accident. We both served an organization called Roundtable. And it was due to that, and living through what Ross went through, who was my mate, that I decided we better do this to raise some money for her being unable to do her job. And a lot of it is wound care. A lot of it comes with the scar tissue that's formed, especially near joints, and you land up with joints seizing up. So Honorie has, through her own experiences, learned a lot that when she intervenes, when the person's still recovering, she can shorten a lot of their recovery time post-hospital. So like Ross once said, a burn is a gift that keeps giving. It just, you know, it never ends.
Wow. So this is a fun event with a serious kind of edge to it.
100%, Dave. And the thing is, Honorie has formed this association, or this foundation, which is an NPO and a PBO, so registered. But funding is low. And, you know, unfortunately, burn charities don't package well. When we tend to think of money, we're going to donate money, we think of the NSRI, we think of SPCA, and those are very noble causes. But burn charities are not high on the list when one thinks of donating money. So it was a three-way approach with the Burn Run. One of the biggest things was to raise awareness of the foundation itself and the work that it does. And one of the big pillars that Honorie does is preventative burn education in the rural areas. So the two dovetail together, because what we do is we ride dirt roads and off the beaten track. So
Cars and bikes.
So the first one we did 7 days down to Langebaan, and we tend to tie it in wherever the Round Table annual general meeting is. So we left from Port Shepson, which is my hometown, and we rode 7 days down to Langebaan. I rode a Yamaha WR250 off-road the whole way, and we raised nearly 200,000 rand. But the big thing is we raised the profile of the Hero Burn Foundation and put them on the map, where people started asking questions. What do they do? How do they do it? It was a huge thanks to the SPAR group. SPAR came on board in the last burn run that we did now. And we handed out pamphlets. We did education at rural schools. You know, the stop, drop, and roll stuff, which we see on TV and we take for granted, but it isn't actually done in South Africa. So the Burn Run team becomes the soldiers for Honorie. And we're the guys that go to the schools and do the stop, drop, and roll demonstrations.
Is that to show people how to put themselves out if they are on fire?
Scarily so, yes. That's pretty much it.
So you don't run, you stop, you drop stop to running, the ground, and you roll in the dust.
The minute you run, you fan the flames, you give it oxygen. So you stop, drop, and roll and smother the flames.
Wow.
So,
That's a real thing. I mean, it sounds bizarre that people catch fire, but...
You know, one of the biggest, scariest things at the moment is, shack, people that live in shacks, the fire just spreads so fast. And it's a paraffin lantern that's knocked over. And unfortunately, everything that's combustible is all in one room. Yeah. And the structure itself is hugely combustible. So we do a lot of education in terms of the correct storing of those chemicals, what to do if that flame does erupt. And people tend to, especially with a petroleum-based fire, want to throw water on it.
Yeah.
And all that does is spread the flame.
Wow. So Okay. If now anyone listening to this thinking, well, that's cool, I want to get behind it, or I certainly want to join the fun aspect of it, the ride or the drive. How you say only old cars and old bikes?
No, any bikes are welcome.
Any bike.
Except the road bikes, the super bikes. I mean, we're on dirt roads. We're on single track at some stages. So the big trail bikes, the 1200 GSBMs, the KTM 1190s, and then off-road bikes and quads. We have a big following with the quads. So the quads do come on board.
So you travel slowly, I would imagine.
We can't travel too slowly. The distances we cover are quite big. We do 450, 350 Ks a day on dirt roads. So
you've got to be able to ride.
We've got to maintain 60 to 70 Ks an hour as an average, which includes the stops. So basically we stop every 60 to 100 Ks, which is a refuel stop and stretch your legs and just get your mind back in the game, because, you know, the endless roads like the road through the Karoo become exceptionally boring when concentration wanes.
And you ride that on a 250.
I rode it on a WR250, Dave, but I've got a bit older this year, so I'm on a 1250 GSBMW this year.
I was going to suggest maybe a bit more sensible. But fun. It sounds like a fun event for a sharp edge, for a good cause. How do people join?
So we do have quite a big Facebook presence at Burn Run Essays on the Facebook page, and we have a website, www.burnrun.co.za. And there's tabs on both of them that they can click. Want to get involved, click the tab. And then from there, it's direct comms with us. We limit, it's not a race, and that must be said from the start. So it's more of an adventure tour with a fundraising aspect on it.
Is it fun?
Yes, it is. And it's all about camaraderie. And everyone that leaves becomes an ambassador, if that makes any sense.
And is there you're not going to exclude anyone from this thing? Is it a male, female, anything goes?
No, we welcome everybody. We've got two youngsters that have entered this year, and they've entered with their parents, and they've said to us that they've entered with the thought in mind that if they can complete 2/3 of the daily distances, they're happy, and I'm happy with that. It's as I said, it's not a race. It's something. It's an endurance finish.
So where is the next one?
So we are starting in Port Jepson again, and we end in Jeffreys Bay. We start on the 22nd of April, and we end on the 27th. If I can run through it quickly, so day one we go to Port St. John's, day two Hole in the Wall, day three we go to Stutterheim.
Will you be waving at Shell on the way? We won't be using your petrol. We won't be using your oil.
Nothing. Anyway, then from Stutterheim to Kirkwood through the Bavians Kloof to Potensi, down through Humansdorp to Jeffreys Bay.
It sounds like a beautiful trip, eh?
Stunning.
That's the Wild Coast at its best.
We live in a beautiful part of the world.
Hey, and I want to do this trip.
Got to come on board with us, man.
Come in my Jeep.
Awesome. Hey, you're in.
Yeah. Except I don't think I'll be able to keep up. Sounds like a really good cause, and it sounds like a lot of fun to be had while doing something good. Leon Gabadi, our very special guest. It's been great chatting to you. I wish you huge success. I hope you get a huge number of join-ups, sign-ups for the next run, and we'll just keep tabs and see how it goes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Fabulous. You're on the morning show with Dave Charles and Nogwanda Dima, who's disappeared. I hope she's going to get more coffee. Who can say? Here's Karen Dalton. Something on my mind.